With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It was all Donald Trump Monday night in Iowa. The former president won the caucus with record numbers. He performed strongly in small town and rural communities and won with white evangelical Christians, who were nearly half of the caucus goers. Giving his victory speech, the former president says, given world conditions, the majority of voters will support him.
It's practically never been like this. It's just so important, and I want to make that a very big part of our message. We're going to come together. It's going to happen soon, too. It's going to happen soon.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished second over former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Candidates Vivek Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson dropped out of the race. Also at SRNNews.com, parts of the United States are continuing to be hit with dangerously cold weather. Correspondent Donna Warder has more in this report.
Meteorologist Mark Chenard of the National Weather Service says much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest are experiencing dangerous wind chills.
Minus 30, minus 40. Wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Late Monday, more than 100,000 homes and businesses were without power, mostly in Oregon. At least four people in the Portland area died, two of them suspected of having hypothermia. And possible freezing rain in the area could mean it'll be much longer before power is restored. I'm Donna Warder.
Then on Wall Street, stocks are slipping to pull further from its all-time high as it returns from a three-day holiday weekend. The Dow is down 169 points, the S&P off 6. This is SRN News. Some pro-life advocates are to be honored this week.
The National Prayer Service is set to be held on Friday here in Washington, D.C., and the National Pro-Life Recognition Award will be delivered to several people for their pro-life activism. Bishop Joseph Strickland will be one of them. Pope Francis publicly removed him from his position as Bishop of the Diocese of Tyler, Texas, for his outspoken support of the unborn. Mark Lee Dixon, who leads the Texas Sanctuary City Movement, will also be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports that a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake, particularly in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. The missionary organization A3 is also on the ground in Japan, providing both physical and spiritual support. This is SRN News. Iran's Revolutionary Guards carried out ballistic missile attacks near Iraq's northern city of Erbil in what they claim was Israeli spy headquarters at Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region.
In Erbil, they said they had hit an Israeli spy base. There hasn't been any reaction from the Israelis. Four people were killed in Erbil when houses were hit.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bacheca. Mauritius has eased a nationwide curfew after a cyclone battered the Indian Ocean island. It caused extensive damage to the capital city. The nearby French island of Reunion also assessing the aftermath of tropical cyclone Billow. Nigerian emergency services say at least 8 passengers died and estimated 100 people are missing after their boat capsized in north-central Nigeria. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.